ॐ नमो भगवते वसुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वसुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वसुदेवाय Today, 5th of May 2018, Saturday, New Dwardham. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, The Son of Drona Punished, Shloka number 42. Tataditam Pashuvat Pashabadham. Tataditam Pashuvat Pashabadham. Avanmukham karma jugupsitena Avanmukham karma jugupsitena Nirikshya krishna pakritam grostam Nirikshya krishna pakritam grosutam Vamasvad bhava kripayana namacha Vamasvabhava kripayana namacha Tatha hritam pashvat pashabadham Avanmukham karma jugupsitena Nirikshya krishna pakritam grosutam Vama svabhava kripaya nanama cha Please. Vaishnavis. Thus, Ahritam brought in, Pashuvat like an animal, Pashabhadam tied with ropes, Avak Mukham without a word in his mouth, Karma activities, Jugupsitena being heinous, Nirikshya by seeing, Krishna Draupadi, Upagritam the doer of the degrading, Guru the teacher, Sutam son, Vama beautiful, Svabhava nature, Kripaya out of compassion, Nanama offered obeisances, Cha and translation and purport of His Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Shri Suta Goswami said, Draupadi then saw Ashwatthama, who was bound with ropes like an animal and silent for having enacted the most inglorious murder. Due to her female nature and due to her being naturally good and well-behaved, she showed him due respects as a brahmana. Srila Prabhupada in the purport elaborates, saying that Ashwatthama was condemned by the Lord Himself, and he was treated by Arjun like a culprit, not like the son of a Brahman or teacher. But when he was brought before Srimati Draupadi, she also begrieved for the murder of her sons, and although the murderer was present before her, could not withdraw the due respect generally offered to Brahmana or to the son of a Brahmana. This is due to her mild nature as a woman. Women as a class are no better than boys, and therefore they have no discriminatory power like the men. Ashwatthama proved himself to be unworthy son of Dronacharya and of a Brahmana, and for this reason he was condemned by the greatest authority, Lord Shri Krishna, and yet a mild woman could not withdraw her natural courtesy for a Brahmana. Even to date, in a Hindu family, a woman shows proper respect to the Brahmana caste, however fallen or heinous a Brahman Bandhu may be. But the men have begun to protest against Brahma Bandhus who are born in families of good Brahmanas, but by action are less than Shudras. The specific words used in this shloka are Vama Svabhava, mild and gentle by nature. A good man or woman accepts anything very easily, but a man of average intelligence does not do so. But anyway, we should not give up our reason and discriminatory power just to be gentle. One must have good discriminatory power to judge a thing on its merit. We should not follow the mild nature of a woman and therefore thereby accept that which is not genuine. Ashwatthama may be respected by a good-natured woman, but that does not mean that he is as good as a genuine Brahmana. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakai Chakshuran Militam Yenatasmai Shri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitamena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadati Svapadantikam Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vishnavibhyo Namanamaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shvasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tathāhritam Pashvatpāshabuddham Vanmukham Karma Jugupsitena Nariksha Krishna Pākritam Gurusutam Vamasva Bhava Kripayana Nama Cha. Shri Sutta Goswami said that Draupadi, that when she saw Ashwatthama, who was bound with ropes like an animal and silent for having enacted the most inglorious murder, due to her female nature and due to her being naturally good and well behaved, she showed him due respect as a Brahmana. So here we continue reading the story of Ashwatthama to be punished. And it's a very good lesson to every devotee. Every devotee, how to use the discriminatory power or one's intelligence. Yes. We are granted by Srila Prabhupada with our daily practice, devotional practice, which includes studying Srila Prabhupada's books. So they serve as an intelligence, as a source for strengthening intelligence, and actually it's our intelligence, because it builds the value system, gives us the value system which we have to follow in order to be able to discriminate yamas and niyamas, acceptable things and rejectable things. That what is favorable for our devotional service and that which is not. And here we can't be lenient or tolerant. If something is unfavorable to my devotional service, I have to have enough intelligence power to reject it. Otherwise, I will suffer myself. I will suffer myself by, not being able to avoid the offenses of the chanting of the holy name. I will lose the taste for the chanting of the holy name. Or maybe I will never gain the taste for the chanting of the holy name. And we see that sometimes devotees, they complain that after many years of chanting, still they struggle. So this is the example how we have to be very, very strict with ourselves. Yes, especially with our mind and senses, when we see that here. Draupadi, a wonderful, wonderful lady devotee of Lord Shri Krishna. By her womanly nature, she felt natural compassion. Yeah? She didn't want to let any inimical feelings into her heart. Although she was very much aggrieved, but still she didn't agree to hate Ashwatthama. Yes, she didn't agree to treat him as an enemy. Yes, and this shows a great character of a Draupadi. And of course, would be relevant to mention one shloka from Bhagavad Gita where Lord Krishna speaks about womanly qualities. And he says, Kirti Shrir Vakcha Narinam Smritir Medha Dhriti Kshama. Yes. And Lord Krishna says in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that among women I am. And he names same qualities. Fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience. And Srila Prabhupada gives a very, very nice, very encouraging, very inspiring explanation of those qualities, saying that the seven opulences listed, fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience, are considered feminine. If a person possesses all of them, or some of them, he becomes glorious. If a man is famous as a righteous man, that makes him glorious. Yes, Sanskrit is a perfect language and is therefore very glorious. If after studying one can remember a subject matter, he is gifted with a good memory or smriti. And the ability not only to read many books on different subject matters, but also to understand them, and more than that, apply them when necessary, is called intelligence medha, and it's another opulence. So this is also the responsibility or duty of every devotee to be present in the Bhagavatam classes, yes, to listen attentively means to overcome your mind, who offers us so many different thoughts and ideas. Yeah, during the Bhagavatam, the mind is very difficult to rest, to remain peaceful. But all our morning programs, starting from Mangalarati, when we get up, despite our mind's objections, we come and we glorify the Lord in spite of our mind's objections. And we chant nice, attentive japa rounds that serves wonderfully to pacify the mind and to engage him into the devotional service, devotional activities, by giving him a higher taste. Yes, higher taste. Not serving your false ego, trying to glorify oneself. And Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita speaks that the pious, how you can recognize a pious religious person? He's happy to glorify the Lord. Yes, that means that he already fought over his false ego. That's the biggest Kurukshetra battle inside your heart. To fight over your false ego, which claims to, I'm the greatest, I'm the best, I'm the most qualified, I know the best. So the one who agrees to come to the temple, agrees to bow down, agrees to chant the glories of the Holy Name, means already he is glorious. He conquered. He conquered over his material nature. Nature of to be glorified. To be petted. So here we see that to read books, to listen to the Shastra, to understand it. So it means intelligence is like our stomach for the knowledge. It digests the knowledge. So understanding means digesting. And in order to digest, your intelligence should be healthy, like your stomach. If it's overfilled, it's not able to digest. If it's hungry, it can digest, like Mataji Pishima told to the devotees about Srila Prabhupada saying that, you know, if he wants, he can digest nails. So, same thing. If we are favorably inclined towards devotional service, we can understand anything and everything. But we have to perform this austerity. Yeah? To direct our mind, our attention towards the subject, understand its value and necessity, and try to understand. Srila Prabhupada in his lectures very often mentions, try to understand, try to understand. Do you understand? Can you understand? So, try to understand the subject and apply. Yes? Apply means knowledge. Apply means memory. Yeah, that's why it's mentioned. Good memory, smriti. Intelligence has no meaning if you don't remember. If you sit in the class and, well, it was a nice class. The person who was talking, he cracked a few nice jokes and I enjoyed it. What did you learn? Well, he's a nice guy. Oh, yeah. It's emotional. But we have to try and understand and extract the lesson. What can I learn from that? Yes? Why? Because then I will be challenged by different situations in my life. Like here we see the situation of, you know, your children being killed in case of Draupadi. It's a terrible challenge. You know, to lose those who are most dear. And for the lady, you know, part of your body, part of your life, to lose it. And still maintain strong character. Still not to let your consciousness be dragged down to, you know, claim Ashwatthama, rascal, enemy, and kill him at the spot. No, she didn't do that. So although in the purport it is said that this weakness of the woman to show respect to anyone, even to the fallen Brahmana, Brahma Bandhu. But on the other hand, we see how strong the Draupadi was, maintaining the topmost level of Krishna consciousness, still understanding that this Ashwatthama, you know, he performed terrible act, but still he is a spirit soul. It doesn't mean that, you know, he is not a spirit soul anymore. He is. And spirit soul is still Sat Chitananda, but he's deeply conditioned. So a person deeply conditioned needs to be taught a lesson which is called punishment. So, and we see that Arjuna was also challenged by a very difficult situation. What to do? What to do? To be compassionate or to kill him mercilessly? Punish him mercilessly. And what was done? It was done even worse. Because if Ashwatthama would have been killed, that's it. Done. But he was forced to suffer for the rest of his life, badly losing his wealth, beauty, authority. He's just, that's why it's called like pashu, animal. He was treated as an animal and he had to live the rest of his life as an animal, neglected by human society, losing his reputation. And Krishna warned Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, if you will not fight and if you follow your self-created philosophy of so-called compassion, you will lose reputation. How will you be able to function? So Arjuna was, although, you know, not fully consciously, ready to lose his reputation for the sake of so-called compassion, which is based on the weakness of the heart. But here we see Ashwatthama was forced to lose his reputation and continue living like a pashu, like an animal. And it's terrible. For a Kshatriya especially, for the Brahmana. This is the ornament. And here we read about the qualities of the character. This is the real ornament of a Vaishnava, of an intelligent person. It's not your wealth. It's not your beauty. It's not your strength. It's the strength of your character. It's the qualities of your character, which is the ornament and the real strength of a person. When you are challenged, and here we read that intelligence means to being able to apply the knowledge. Why we sit in the class? Not just because it's a part of a sadhana and we have to. No. We've been granted the greatest value, treasure, knowledge, transcendental knowledge. And if we fail to accept, means understand, means digest. Because later on we will have to apply it. And if we don't digest, if we don't accept, if we don't understand, if we don't listen, if we just sit and blink in the class, it's not the proof that I understood. No, when we are challenged, that's the proof that you are being able to maintain strength of your character and act accordingly to the Shastra. And here we see, yes, Lord Krishna again, and the end of this chapter, he says, you know, it's said by Shastra, the aggressor to be killed, and you have to follow Shastra. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, you have to follow prescribed duties, and Arjuna asks, who prescribed them? Shastra. And you have to follow. This is the authority. So, you know, devotee is immediately being taught to sacrifice your own so-called authority, mind, and to replace it with higher authority, Guru Sadhu Shastra. So daily classes strengthens our intelligence. Yes, strengthens. Then we can digest even nails. The heaviest, the most difficult philosophy, nails. Yeah, we can digest, but we have to practice. Yes. So that's why it's called opulence. Intelligence is opulence. It's not the money, it's not the dress, it's not the house, it's not the external mundane things. It's your inner strength. Austerity, sacrifice. Then, the ability to overcome unsteadiness is called firmness and steadfastness, dhriti. Yes? Overcome, you like. In Bhagavad Gita, matras parshastu kaunteya sitoshna sukadukada agamapinna. That tamstitsikshas bharata. Yes? Even, Prabhupada says, even at summertime, the lady have to cook. It's hot outside, but you know, you have to work on the stove to cook. Wintertime, it's cold, but still you have to take shower. So, you know, this is what is called overcome bodily inconveniences for the sake of inner steadiness. Because then the mind by nature is chanchala. So you don't let him to take you away from the path of devotional service. And when one is fully qualified, yet is humble and gentle, and when one is able to keep his balance both in sorrow and the ecstasy of joy, he has the opulence called kshama, patience. Yes? So all those qualities are interrelated very nicely. Very nicely. And when they are strung on the string of Krishna consciousness, that person is the most glorious throughout the three worlds. Any demigod is ready to come and bless such a devotee with whatever he is needed. He is protected, he is blessed, he is supplied, he has been taken care, and he is safe, and he is happy, and he is blissful. Mrityu sarvaharashyaham udbhavascha bhavishyatam kirti shrirvakcha narinam smritir meda dhriti kshama. Patience, being able to tolerate any challenges. And only with the strong and nicely developed intelligence, you can easily overcome. Same thing, the person who's immune system is strong, any disease is not a danger. But a person who is weak, any small microbe virus can conquer him. So our immunity is Krishna consciousness. Our immunity is strong intelligence in Krishna consciousness. And this is what we are doing daily. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaura Premanande. Dear Vaishnavas, if we have few minutes for the questions because I have to run for the flight, today's flight to San Francisco, but please.
Thank you, Maharaj. Nice class. You use the analogy of eating. You know how the person has to eat and they have to digest in order to get the benefit of what they're eating. If they don't have any food, well, then they're not going to get any benefit. And if they eat too much, then it's going to put too much work on their digestion. That's also going to be a problem. Just expanding upon that analogy, they say that digestion begins in the mouth. We're okay. Chewing, okay?
Yes, if you chew.
Chewing, right. So I'd like to compare that to discussing. And I'm just wondering, how important is it to discuss the philosophy? You know, just like it's very important to chew the food in order to, you know, digestion begins in the mouth, how important is it to discuss the philosophy? Because we do a lot of hearing, and sometimes I think maybe it's too much hearing, and, you know, it's kind of like people just hear and hear, and it becomes like watching television or something like that. You know, if you, and yes, like you said, you ask the person, well, what did you learn? They don't, it has to be, you know, how important is it for it to be a bit more interactive and for it to be a discussion of the philosophy among devotees? That's my
wonderful
question.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I believe this is the question of maintaining a balance. That Krishna consciousness is such a wonderful process that it gives us variety of activities. Yes? And if we prefer one over the other, say, just discussion and no chanting japa. Yes? Or just discussing the philosophy and no kirtan. Or like that. Then it's a disbalanced activity. But like you know, in the Bhagavatam there is naturally some time for the questions answers. Yes? So it's discussion. Of course, it can be done privately. Yeah? Like satsang. Yeah? Namahata or some more small gathering of the devotees. But I wouldn't think it's good when there is a time for japa, some devotees start some discussion in the temple room, especially loud discussion. Yeah? When everyone is chanting and somebody is discussing philosophy or whatever, I don't know. It's most probably I would say it's not a proper time. So same thing like eating. There is some proper time for eating. It's not night time. It's you know, there is like common sense natural times for the breakfast, for the lunch. So same thing. Our sadhana is organized the way that when there is a time for japa, then it's japa. When there is the time for Bhagavatam, we come for the Bhagavatam. And this is a part of a process which is called surrender. Don't speculate creating your own sadhana. Yes, of course, devotees who are busy with the altar with different services, they may have to chant their japa in different time. But in general, when there is time for prasad, it's prasad. When the time is for shastra, for Bhagavatam, it's Bhagavatam. When the time is for questions, it's questions. Yes, so yes, very good point with the chewing. Yes, if you just swallow apple, so you know our stomach doesn't have teeth, it can't chew, so again you will suffer. So same thing, this is called fanaticism. If you accept something without, you know, trying to understand, just as a dogma. So discussion is, yes, essential. It's part of a Krishna katha. Yes. But in the process of in the Bhagavatam, we have like questions answer session. But in some smaller program, we can discuss it. But be careful about not to go into the field of, you know, gyan, just speculatingly talk, not leading to some understanding. So, Vas Prabhuji.
Yeah, this is a very interesting point. I think that this hearing process, yeah, is very important. But I think that if you don't read Srila Prabhupada's books every day, you really won't have anything to talk about. In other words, if you read the Bhagavatam, besides going to Bhagavatam class, you read for 1 hour minimum. then when you meet a devotee, you'll be happy to say something about Krishna, because if you read Prabhupada's books, you'll read so many wonderful, mystical, amazing things that you want to tell someone about these things that you read. If you don't read, then we have nothing to say. All we'll do is talk about our body, our mind, our relatives, what we ate, indigestion, headache, didn't sleep properly, ate too much, can't stand this person, and on and on and on. So if we read Prabhupada's books, we'd have so much to talk about, and the glass would be full. Just a little comment.
Wonderful. Thank you. I agree with that. And at some point of my practice, Krishna consciousness, I took a vow. I took a vow daily to read Gita, Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita as a must, as a part of a sadhana, yes. So not only external activities, but you have to spend time, you know, like chanting. Yeah, it's a personal practice, and reading of Prabhupada books, and expanding that and distributing them. Distributing them. Because if you appreciate what you read, so much happiness arises in your heart, and it's naturally you want to share. Yes, and this is dan. This is charity. You share. Then you can preach. Then you share. Because so much happiness and understanding. Raja vidya raja guhyam pavitram ittam udamam pratyaksham dharmam susukam kartam avyayam. Yeah? This knowledge, when you practice this knowledge, it's so much happiness appears in your heart. And you naturally want to share it with everyone. Okay? Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaura Premanande.